Sunday Lesson Help. Sunday Lessons. This month's topic, Ordinances and Covenants. Ready to receive the Melchizedek priesthood? All those who receive the priesthood receive this oath and covenant of my Father, which he cannot break. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 40. Unlike the Aaronic priesthood, which is received without an oath, the Melchizedek priesthood is received with an oath made by Heavenly Father and with a covenant made between you and Him. The following ideas will help you understand key phrases in Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 33 through 44, where the Lord revealed the oath and covenant of the priesthood. What is the oath made by our Heavenly Father? Rising to the possibilities of the oath and covenant brings the greatest of all the gifts of God, eternal life. That is the purpose of the Melchizedek priesthood. Through keeping the covenants as we receive the priesthood and renewing them in the temple ceremonies, we are promised by an oath made by our Heavenly Father Elohim that we will gain the fullness of His glory and live as He lives. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Faith and the Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood, Ensign, May 2008, page 61. What is your part in the covenant? The covenant on man's part is that he will magnify his calling in the priesthood, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 33, and that he will live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God, and that he will keep the commandments. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 through 1972, Magnifying Our Callings in the Priesthood, in Conference Report, April 1970, page 59. What does it mean to have your body renewed? I have seen that promise fulfilled in my own life and in the lives of others. A friend of mine served as a mission president. He told me that at the end of every day while he was serving, he could barely make it upstairs to bed at night, wondering if he would have the strength to face another day. Then in the morning, he would find his strength and his courage restored. You have seen it in the lives of aged prophets, who seemed to be renewed each time they stood to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ and the restored gospel. That is a promise for those who go forward in faith in their priesthood service. President Henry B. Eyring, Faith and the Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood, Ensign, May 2008, page 62. What does it mean to receive the Lord? Men who worthily receive the priesthood receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who receive the Lord receive God the Father, and those who receive the Father receive all that He has. Incredible blessings flow from this oath and covenant to worthy men, women, and children in all the world. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Covenants, Ensign, November 2011, page 88.
Sidebar. Can young women receive these blessings too? The blessings of the priesthood are not confined to men alone. These blessings are also poured out upon our wives and daughters and upon the faithful women of the church. These good sisters can prepare themselves by keeping the commandments and by serving in the church for the blessings of the house of the Lord. The Lord offers to His daughters every spiritual gift and blessing that can be obtained by His sons. President Joseph Fielding Smith, Magnifying Our Callings in the Priesthood, in Conference Report, April 1970, page 59.
Scripture Chain, Receiving the Lord. Receiving the priesthood is one way to receive the Lord. Read these verses to learn two more. John chapter 13, verse 20, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 20.
Receiving All the Father Has, A Modern Parable. A young man was preparing to serve a mission. His parents agreed to pay for his mission as long as he would keep the mission rules and work hard. He agreed. After entering the mission field, he found missionary work much harder than he thought it would be. Learning a new language, adjusting to a different culture, and facing rejection discouraged him. His companion and mission president tried to encourage him, but he still felt like giving up. He told his mission president he wanted to go home. His mission president called the young man's father and gave him permission to call his son. The missionary told his father about his discouragement. His father said, "For years, your mother and I have looked forward to the day when you would serve a full-time mission. We know how important it is to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who don't have it." The son replied, "Dad, I didn't realize that a mission meant so much to you." "It means everything to me," the father declared. "All my life I have worked, built up my business, and saved with one person in mind, you. My goal has been to provide you an abundant inheritance." "But Dad," the son interjected, "that doesn't change the fact that I don't enjoy..." The father interrupted, "How can I trust my business to your care if you can't prove yourself by serving the Lord for 2 short years? There was a pause as the son pondered the father's question. Then the father said, "My son, if you will be faithful in this calling and prove yourself worthy, all that I possess will be yours." Touched by this promise, the son courageously told his father, "I will stay." The son did stay, and he served faithfully. He followed the mission rules and worked hard. And yes, sometime after his mission, he received from his father the promised inheritance, even all that his father had to share. From Elder Carlos E. Acey, 1926 to 1999, of the 70, The Oath and the Covenant of the Priesthood, Ensign, November 1985, page 45.
Blessings I receive through the priesthood. As I live righteously as a daughter of God, I can receive many blessings through His priesthood. I can be a member of Jesus Christ Church, which was restored through the priesthood. I can partake of the sacrament that was blessed by the priesthood power of Jesus Christ to renew my covenants and to help me repent more fully. I receive personal direction from Heavenly Father through priesthood blessings. I can be set apart under the direction of someone holding priesthood keys and be given authority to act in callings. I can use that authority to bless the lives of others. I can make more covenants with Heavenly Father through priesthood power found in temples. I can marry a worthy priesthood holder in the temple, and together we can raise a family in righteousness. With my eternal family, I can receive all that my Heavenly Father has seen. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verse 38. Melissa Hart, Utah, USA.
Join the conversation. Things to ponder for Sunday. How do you think keeping your covenants prepares you to receive all the Father has? What do you think is the difference between obtaining the priesthood, D&C Section 84, Verse 33, and receiving the priesthood, see Verse 35? How can the teachings in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, Verses 11 and 12, help you live by every word of God? D&C Section 84, Verse 44. Things you might do. Seek to be worthy of the Holy Ghost. Inspiration will help you better understand the doctrine of the priesthood. Prayerfully study additional scriptures about the priesthood, such as Alma chapter 13, and Doctrine and Covenants sections 13, 20, 107, and 121. Share your feelings about the priesthood with your family, at church, or online at lds.org/go/priesthood7ne. End of the article, ready to receive the Melchizedek priesthood.